David ruled Israel for many years and then passed the throne to his son, Solomon. When Solomon became king, he prayed, God, I need your wisdom to discern good from evil. No one could lead these people the right way without your direction. With great joy, God filled Solomon's heart and mind with wisdom. Solomon gained great knowledge in every area of life. He even learned small details about all kinds of birds, fish, animals, and plants. Solomon also wrote many proverbs, poems, and songs. The Israelites were amazed by Solomon's wisdom, and the people from all over the world traveled to learn from him. Solomon made a declaration. He said, God has blessed us and given us peace. Let's build a permanent home for God in the center of our land. So thousands of workers began building a massive temple to replace the tabernacle. The tabernacle was God's sacred tent that the Israelites took with them while wandering through the desert. 7 years later, a magnificent temple was completed. Suddenly, a fire flashed from heaven as God entered into the temple in a thick cloud. The Israelites fell on their knees and shouted, God, you are so good. Your love never ends. The temple became a special place of prayer, worship, and sacrifice. It was a symbol of God's continuing presence with the people. And Solomon became the most wise and prosperous king in Israel's history. But when Solomon grew old, he changed. He married wives who led him into worshiping other gods. He stopped following God's ways and started treating his people like slaves. Before long, Solomon's son, Rehoboam, became the next king. He was even more cruel than his father had been, and he forced the Israelites to do harsh labor and pay unreasonable taxes. The people rose up in protest, and a civil war broke out. The Israelites divided into two, a northern and southern kingdom. Almost every single king who led these two kingdoms rejected God's ways. They became filled with violence and corruption. In their greed, they neglected the poor, needy, and helpless. So God inspired messengers, called prophets, to challenge the Israelites to return to living in God's ways. The prophets were often mocked and despised, but they kept challenging the hypocrisy and corruption of the rich and powerful. One of these prophets gave this warning, "Disaster is coming if you don't turn from your evil ways back to God's ways." But the people replied, "Don't waste your breath. We'll continue to live as we want to." Over time, both kingdoms were attacked and conquered by rival nations. The northern kingdom was carried away by the powerful Assyrians. The southern kingdom was taken captive by the Babylonians, who burned the magnificent temple to the ground. Scattered away from home, a small number of the Israelites, a remnant, chose to hold on to their faith and the hope that God would rescue them just like God had rescued their ancestors in Egypt. During this time of exile, God inspired the prophets to encourage the Israelites. Jeremiah brought this message from God. I have great plans for you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Seek me with all of your heart and you will find me. After 50 years, a new empire, the Persians, defeated the Babylonians and took control of the region. The Persian king named Cyrus gave this decree. You Israelites are now free to return home and rebuild your temple. May God be with you. The remnant of Israelites celebrated their return back to the Promised Land. As they began to construct a new temple, they realized that they couldn't make it as large and elaborate as the original. Many of the older men wept as they remembered what they had that was now lost. The Israelites continued to live under the control of other nations for hundreds of years. They longed for a new king, a Messiah, to rescue them and restore their kingdom. The time was approaching for God to enter into the story in a new way.